Speaker 1.
I was a bit reluctant to try this new vegetarian restaurant that my friends recommended, but it turned out to be incredible. I'm not a vegetarian, and I must admit I like meat or fish with most of my meals. Until recently, I had left most of the vegetarian restaurants I went to with a feeling that I just needed a little bit more, and I always missed not having a piece of meat. To my amazement, this new place offered so many tasty options that I had no need for a meat fix afterwards. I had some grilled mushrooms, fried aubergines with honey, and an egg salad. I was so stuffed that I even skipped dessert.
Speaker 2.
It was raining heavily when we saw this little Italian place. It wasn't very busy, and although this is usually a warning sign, we ended up being pleasantly surprised by how tasty the food was. The service was also good, though it took almost 15 minutes to get our drinks, despite the place being nearly empty. We were about to leave when the waitress suddenly showed up and apologised. Apparently, they had a little problem with a broken tap. Once this initial inconvenience was resolved, we just relaxed and enjoyed our meal. A seafood stew, which was absolutely terrific.
Speaker 3.
My husband and I went to this country restaurant recently for the first time in years. And we were pleased to see that it looked exactly the same, except the paint had faded a little. We had discovered the place during our honeymoon. We were delighted to see that it was open and they still served breakfast at all hours, which had always been our favorite family treat. That made our day. We had fried eggs, chips, sausages, and garlic mushrooms. We were so excited that we ordered extra portions so that we could take half of it home and finish it up the next day.
Speaker 4.
Our flight to London arrived late, and we were starving, so we were glad to see the hotel's restaurant was still open. The atmosphere of the place was warm and inviting, and we were greeted with a friendly smile, which really surprised us because not many people are that cheerful when they see guests arrive that late. We really appreciated that because we were exhausted and in no mood for unfriendly waiters. The food, though, was pretty bland and tasteless, but we were all so hungry we finished our plates and even ordered dessert. The cheesecake was actually quite all right, and so the whole experience wasn't so bad after all.
Speaker 5.
My family was looking for a place to eat. We found this family-style restaurant, and it seemed like a perfect choice because the menu offered tons of options for my picky kids. Unfortunately, we ended up having only some egg sandwiches because everything that we fancied ordering was not available at that time of day. And so we left with half-empty bellies. At least, our server was a delight. She was so much fun that my son drew a picture of her to remember the place, which made the experience worth remembering. Luckily, we had some fruit in our backpacks, and so at least we didn't starve.
Speaker 1.
I was a bit reluctant to try this new vegetarian restaurant that my friends recommended, but it turned out to be incredible. I'm not a vegetarian, and I must admit I like meat or fish with most of my meals. Until recently, I had left most of the vegetarian restaurants I went to with a feeling that I just needed a little bit more, and I always missed not having a piece of meat. To my amazement, this new place offered so many tasty options that I had no need for a meat fix afterwards. I had some grilled mushrooms, fried aubergines with honey, and an egg salad. I was so stuffed that I even skipped dessert.
Speaker 2.
It was raining heavily when we saw this little Italian place. It wasn't very busy, and although this is usually a warning sign, we ended up being pleasantly surprised by how tasty the food was. The service was also good, though it took almost 15 minutes to get our drinks, despite the place being nearly empty. We were about to leave when the waitress suddenly showed up and apologised. Apparently, they had a little problem with a broken tap. Once this initial inconvenience was resolved, we just relaxed and enjoyed our meal. A seafood stew, which was absolutely terrific.
Speaker 3.
My husband and I went to this country restaurant recently for the first time in years. And we were pleased to see that it looked exactly the same, except the paint had faded a little. We had discovered the place during our honeymoon. We were delighted to see that it was open, and they still served breakfast at all hours, which had always been our favorite family treat. That made our day. We had fried eggs, chips, sausages, and garlic mushrooms. We were so excited that we ordered extra portions so that we could take half of it home and finish it up the next day.
Speaker 4.
Our flight to London arrived late, and we were starving, so we were glad to see the hotel's restaurant was still open. The atmosphere of the place was warm and inviting, and we were greeted with a friendly smile, which really surprised us because not many people are that cheerful when they see guests arrive that late. We really appreciated that because we were exhausted and in no mood for unfriendly waiters. The food, though, was pretty bland and tasteless, but we were all so hungry we finished our plates and even ordered dessert. The cheesecake was actually quite all right, and so the whole experience wasn't so bad after all.
Speaker 5.
My family was looking for a place to eat. We found this family-style restaurant, and it seemed like a perfect choice because the menu offered tons of options for my picky kids. Unfortunately, we ended up having only some egg sandwiches because everything that we fancied ordering was not available at that time of day. And so we left with half-empty bellies. At least, our server was a delight. She was so much fun that my son drew a picture of her to remember the place, which made the experience worth remembering. Luckily, we had some fruit in our backpacks, and so at least we didn't starve.